In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today we have a Holy Thursday of the Passion Week, where today we're remembering what the Lord had done to the disciples. Being God, creator of all universe, he had taken off his upper clothes, wrapped himself with a towel, and took a basin and water and started to go on his knees and wash the feet of all his disciples, including the disciple that's going to betray them, Judas Iscariot. My beloved, what a humility, what a lesson for humility for us that the Lord had shown. Being creator of all the universe, he had done that. And of course, the whole life is filled with humility. They're teaching us the true way of to be getting closer to the Lord. But the Lord resist the proud, and he sends grace, his grace, to the humble people, and he showed that humility. And of course, you know that we are commemorating today the first communion, that the Lord had blessed the bread and the chalice with wine, and he had given the bread to the disciples, and he said that this is my body, and the blood, and gave the wine, and he said, this is my blood that's shed for you and for all the sinners, my beloved. So many times we just are totally oblivious of the Lord's love, because he couldn't do any of that unless he had that great, great love for us. And he loves us so much. And he died for us. He had suffered. He suffered, as you heard today in the gospel, the spitting. He was spat upon. He was spat upon by the servants, by his own creation, and slapped on the face and hit on the head, and all kinds of things that they were doing to him. And he, of course, witnessed that St. Peter had denied knowing him thrice, even though before that he said that he's willing to die for him, and so all the other disciples. But my beloved, the Lord turned around and looked at Saint Peter, and the cock crew, and made a noise for the second time, and he went and repented and was crying his heart out, and literally he was crying all his life for what he had done, that he had betrayed Christ, that he said that he didn't know him. And my beloved, this is true repentance, and this is what we have to try to understand. When we commit a sin, and no matter how many times we go to confession, and if we continue to commit it over and over again, we didn't have the true repentance. If we had true repentance, we would never commit that sin again. What we would do, would rather we suffer, go through all kinds of terrible things, and we, if need to be, even die, but we're not going to commit the same sin. And we will be crying our heart out all our life for the sins that we have committed, as St. Peter did, my beloved. This is the example that we have to follow. And you have to, and I have to look at ourselves, and not at our neighbors, and try to see how bad we are, so that we can repent, so that we can be humbled. Because if we look at ourselves, and we see like the Pharisees of the old, that they are so good and they're not as bad as the neighbor or somebody else, well, that of course is not going to show any humility. My beloved, you and me have to learn humility so that we'll be able to receive the grace of God, and we'll be able to really know God's love for us. Without humility, we'll never be able to really understand what the Lord went through and how he loves us. And we would never appreciate it as we should. Now, we're going to be ready today to hear the 12 Gospels of the suffering that the Lord went through. And I hope that you and me, we will have enough faith and enough love for the Lord that we'll be able to have compassionate tears coming out when we hear the things how the Lord has suffered for me and for you and every one of us. We should say that he suffered for me, and then it has to be personal. He suffered for you, and then you will absolutely be filled with love for him. You cannot deny the love. Now, if you know that Judas Iscariot, the one that betrayed Christ, when he saw that he was sentenced to death, he did, was about to repent, and he went back to the Pharisees and then the first priest and threw this 30 silver pieces into the church. He didn't want to have anything to do with that anymore. But instead of going to the cross and asking God to forgive him, and he would have, God would have forgiven him, because he asked for God the Father to forgive everybody for what they're doing to him, for they do not know what they do. But instead, Judas, as you know, went and tried to hang himself. My beloved, don't ever fall into that trickery of the enemy. When we commit a sin, no matter how grave the sin is, we should always know that the Lord is more than willing to forgive us, as long as we are willing to repent and come to him and ask forgiveness. And he will forgive us. And the worst thing that a person can do is, when he commits a terrible sin, is to then think that he has no salvation and God will never forgive him and commit a suicide. Because then that's what the devil wants. Then it's a straight way to the hell. My beloved, our God is God of love, and he wants everybody's salvation. And you and me have to read the lives of saints more and understand there's so many saints. And this, you know, everybody read or heard about St. Mary of Egypt, which of course was celebrated the fifth week of the Great Lent. And my beloved, you know that she, for 17 years, she lived only to satisfy her passion, her sexual passion. She was not interested in wealth or anything else. She was living, she was poor woman, and she wasn't even charging for taking men and having what she called fun and good times with them. My beloved, she went through all kinds of things. But then one day, as you know, the Lord, through the Mother of God's help, the Lord allowed her to walk into the church and kiss the cross. And when she kissed the cross, she came out, and then she went to the Jordan River and went to St. John's the Baptist church, and was granted by the Economia, was granted the communion, and she went across the river and went, and as you know, suffered so much. For 17 years, the enemy was trying to get her back to go to her old ways. And she had then, after that, lived for many, many more years and became like lived like an angel. And she had, when she prayed, she would be raised up from the floor, from the ground, and be in the air. And when she had to cross the river to receive communion, that time when the seaman, the elder, came, and she walked on top of the water. And my beloved, and that's only one example, but there's many examples of saints that were terrible criminals. Even the robber that received from the Lord entrance into the kingdom of heaven, because he says, today you will be in heaven with me. And my beloved, there were saints that actually even committed a murder, and not even one. And then they truly repented, and they have become saints. And this we know from the lives of saints. So never despair, no matter how bad you fall, but don't ever despair, but just believe in God's mercy and run to Him quickly and ask for forgiveness, and make sure that you will, of course, never commit that sin again, because that's a true repentance. May God help all of us to have the true repentance. And of course, God gives us for old timers sicknesses and all kinds of troubles, so that we will be able to think more of the kingdom of heaven and less of the temporary things, and so that we will not be enticed anymore by the things of this world. May God help us all to become humble, so that we will receive the grace of God through which we will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.